I'll see.
Yo, 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 what's up, party people? This is your boy, Ace the Face, in the place. Fino, say what up, nigga.
What the fuck going on?
Always talking shit, bro. It never fails, man. Fuck this nigga. Yo, Stu Pipes, pop! Say what's up, nigga.
Pause.
That was crazy. Yo, nigga, wow, man.
That was a hell of an intro.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all feel, man? What's going on? Let's talk to him.
Shit, I can't complain, man. I
can't complain. It's another day, another dollar.
Just like swirling that, around the bowl.
Twirling around the bowl, man, every day.
You know, just another handsome melanin black man.
Melanin black man out here on these streets, you know what I'm saying? Taking over day to day. Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel you. Blessing the world.
I just live in a world where I know pimping ain't easy. And,
you know, I'm versatile.
Never saying that I was a pimp, but just showing mad respect to the pimp game. Because it was one of those things that America was built on. We may not talk about it.
America definitely is full of pimps.
Shout out to them sturdy pimps.
America is full of fucking pimps.
I'm
talking about everything. Like the government.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because I don't want
like,
people to
feel like we're not talking about like pimps like with the canes and America's full of those.
I'm just talking about.
We talking about the way the system is working and pimping the shit out of everybody, making them hoes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bars. Well, I didn't mean yo.
I
mean, bars.
I just make sure we was there. I just, you know, I didn't, you know, because I know y'all be, you know, 10 steps back sometimes.
Oh, no. I'm 10 steps forward, baby. Always 10 toes. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Listen, because pimping ain't easy. And you know, it happens every day. And if we just, you know, like, not ignore the rules of society, but, you know, they get bent every
slightly
day.
Slightly disregard them.
And you know, like,
bend them to make them work for you. You'll be okay.
And stay within the laws of the land. You know what I mean? That's just the basics. But ultimately, don't be
a mule. Out here.
Don't be a mule. Don't be a pawn. That would be the premise of my week. That was kind of what my week kind of taught me to do that. So,
yeah, you know what? Likewise, bro. Likewise on some shit. It's been a trying week for me too, bro. I've been really learning.
Never trying. Never trying. I'm always good. Grandma cookie stamp. You know, I'm always good.
I like that.
You know,
cookie shit.
Listen, always good.
The blue bag.
I just had, you know, always I just check myself on some shit, y'all. You know
no, for real. Always good. Like, fair. But yeah. To your point, agree.
Oh no, I was just saying, yeah. Like, you know, I overcame. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you for your abrupt
interrupt.
Little sermon there, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. But no, I overcame, man. I'm glad. I'm happy I'm here. I'm happy I'm back talking with my boys. We up here chilling. Like, I'm just blessed for a lot of things, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
Now, with that being said, I understand you gentlemen have something you guys want to discuss this week.
Oh, yeah.
Stu Pipes, take the floor.
Because I pulled up late, and these gentlemen were doing the boss thing, these men
executive decisions were being executified. Not that
so
shit. That's not a real word.
It's okay. We're gonna use it in here. I'm gonna let you guys do your thing.
Well, you know, we're gonna bring it in with just some, you know, our casual, just kind of casual conversation. But I think we got something that we can both all relate to this week. Because we got the closeout game coming up tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
It's going home.
Ooh, you know, for everybody going, that don't, that's about like.
Just have my money, minutes. Whoever, y'all know who like y'all are. Y'all know who y'all are. Have my bread. That's all
you
I'm
know,
saying.
Like,
I should have put some bread on the Lakers.
And I think this.
They going to sweep. They going to sweep.
I mean.
You better take it.
I
think so. I truly think so, bro.
I want to say on Friday night on Wax, you know, even knowing that this will not be aired until Tuesday.
Most likely, actually, tomorrow.
All right, well, Saturday. Thank you. Shout out to, you know, Ace
Shout
the
out
face.
To Ace the Face with them wet ass lips.
Fuck.
Damn.
But you know, we coming up on the precipice of some sports history. You know, I don't really like to shine light on sports history because that's vanity history. But we'll get into that at a different time. But
that's what different time plays. I dig what you're saying.
But you know, my man Brian, because it's a lot of hate out there.
You about to get 7?
What? Be quiet.
Am I tripping?
Be quiet.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Be quiet. Oh,
like this is why you don't let football motherfuckers talk about basketball. No, you have right because you're out of line already, bro. Just stop. Excuse Ace. He's a little under the influence.
I don't proclaim to be like a sports guru. I'm just throwing that out there.
Ace. Stop while you're ahead. I'm talking. I'm trying to save you here.
I'm listening.
I'm trying to save you.
Save me, brother.
LeBron James
does
not have 6 rings.
Thank you. Okay, cool. Didn't know.
Okay.
I had no idea.
You're thinking about Michael Jordan.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay.
But from now on.
I'm gonna just let
when
you
me know. And Stu talk about basketball, you be
wait
quiet.
For your turn.
You I don't got say, something to say, but you're right.
You don't say anything.
I did what y'all
say. Okay. All right. I love you. I love you.
Y'all banning me from basketball?
No, you speak just wait when turn. Spoken to when it comes to that 20-ounce ball.
To the sports shit?
To the basketball.
To the basketball.
Now, when they get up to the football, you take over.
Okay, I can respect that. All right. Go ahead.
That was bad. That was bad.
That was fucking horrible.
Listen.
But that's neither here nor there.
Now,
fuck it.
To back to what I was saying before, he blatantly blurted out an unbelievable stat. An unbelievable stat. Like,
wow.
If he doesn't know how hard that is to accomplish and the conversation surrounding it, or if that does just not play into we have failed you as friends to not just enlighten you, I apologize.
I ain't apologizing for shit. Hey, that's your man in that ass.
Damn. So just that quick.
You said some bullshit.
Just that fat. You know, it's cool. I probably did say something that'll get me roasted. That's cool.
Because.
But you know, play as fuck up, man.
Comically, that's comedy gold. but. As far as statistically and like God. How possible that actually is.
my bet, I'm on some, you know what? Like, I am on some hot shit. I'm like, yo, don't he got like 6 of them rings? Like, the fuck? I thought he did. Like,
fine. All right. We're going to, you know what? As a matter of fact, we're just going to say, you know, that just is a testament to how great you really think he honestly is. Like, you must really play a lot of 2K. Like, that's all I can say about that.
I might have been studying some Brown film lately. I do think he is an outstanding player.
And I honestly think.
Like, yeah, like not, honestly, but not even on no dick eating shit. Like,
no, I'm, no. But I know, see, now, like, the fuck? Now do you understand? I don't know if you, see, you were there. You probably just weren't really aware. You know what I mean? Like, because these conversations have been going on with your presence being there the whole time. I'm telling you, bro.
You've been
sitting at the lunch table banging on it.
With the quarters and
right
shit.
Next to me, bro. Right. Right there the whole time. In
I
smoke
so much
then,
weed, bro.
No. But then all the same dudes that we rapping with having the same conversation, but he's not there. He's not worried about that, though. He not worried about me and the whole joint arguing about how good LeBron is. After 07,
y'all want me to keep it a buck? I was just happy to be talking to niggas. Like, and socializing this group. Fuck.
I dig it.
I keep it a buck.
Speaking of LeBron, I think I'm going to just be the one to say it. Just because, and this not really has nothing to do with LeBron.
Okay.
But it has something, like, to do with LeBron.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go.
I think I know where he's going.
and Delonte's blessing rehab. And he's doing good.
Yeah, he is man. Doing good. He's doing way better. Good. Well, shout out to that, man.
And Alhamdulillah, he is doing good.
Yes.
And man. I just, you know. I find myself thinking sometimes. What made you fuck that nigga mom?
Yo, I told you. Like,
yo. I don't want to be the one to keep bringing it up.
All right, all right. I remember you had said something in the previous episode. Once again, shout out to Delonte West for taking that step. Shout out. But we playing on the mind here. What if LeBron's mom really did throw that pussy on that young boy? At that time. Like, what if she just, like, snatched him up and he didn't even want to do it?
And you know what it is?
And it just
that's
came
manipulation,
out.
And that goes right into our topic, and I'm going to let you pick it up. That is perfect.
Oh, man.
That is fucking perfect.
Oh, man.
Wow. What a way to bring that in.
That was epic. That was
that's tough.
Grammy?
Because
music?
My question, like...
Some award level
and,
epic.
And this is the thing about, like...
Emmy?
When you ask, like, why would he fuck his mom? And I think we get into, like, we got to understand who we are. You know what I mean? Self-exploration. You know, digging into ourselves and ask ourselves.
What am I doing?
He's a mom.
No.
He's a motherfucker.
Are there any?
He's a motherfucker.
He's a motherfucker.
Yeah, like, but what would, you know what I mean? You got a mom. I got a mom. He's got a mom. Yeah. Why would I? What would possess that man in close quarters, understanding the job that we do every day? We go on the court, and our job is to execute basketball plays. And I know his mom
shooting balls and holes,
shooting shots. Listen, I got you. You know, taking layups, dunking the ball. You know what I mean? Playing defense.
Yeah.
Hands up. Stuff in the hole. You know what I mean? I know. You know what I mean? I know. I know.
Yes, sir.
I know that he, you know, like, in that time, and this is probably why now, you know, a lot of players, this is, I don't know if you guys remember, but back when Kawhi Leonard was trying to, you know, figure out what he was going to do in terms of what teams he was going to go to. He was like, you know, could I bring my family on the plane? You know, he that was one of his requests to the dude, Simon Algieri. You know what I mean? Can my family travel with the team? You know what I mean? So, like,
is that kind of
why we don't see a lot of that now because of the whole,
like, you think it's some type of level where it's like, I mean, I'm bringing my family, y'all my team, but then other niggas really show their true colors type shit.
But like, you exposing your family.
You know what it is? A lot of people will feel like, nigga, we teammates. We not homies.
and honestly,
that is the realest thought of a lot of motherfuckers.
And honestly,
bro,
you look a brother and they, because a lot of basketball players, especially if you like that. I've been there. Honestly, had teammates.
This is where that football shit comes in. I had teammates. My teammates are still called my brothers.
You know what I mean? That were not teammates.
Right though.
I mean, teammates that were not brothers.
Brothers,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's like, I mean, at the end of the day,
I'll fuck your mom.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be clear that wasn't.
Yo, but that's what happened.
I mean, what?
That's what happened.
In a nutshell, that's what happened.
But
that is what happened.
But, see,
you know why he was so hurt? Because I don't think if it was his wife, he wouldn't have been that hurt. You know what it is?
He went.
You said if he hit Savannah James,
if he hit Mrs. James, he would have been highly upset, but he got.
I love her name, by the way.
I love her too, and I love her because she's a strong black woman, and I love him because he kept her and they rocked out all these
held hoes. It down, but it's and cheaper to keep her. Any rich millionaire billionaire I'm not will tell you that.
Put that out there,
but I'm not trying to say
she know, was rocking when that rocking nigga was the phenom in high school. So they've been together.
Yeah, like, and I don't think they've been together. You know what I'm saying? I don't think she gonna go like once you LeBron James' wife, who else could be?
She ain't leaving that dick alone.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Who else could you be? And that's no disrespect to her, and I'm not trying to
hurt her.
I'm just saying like the magnet, like it's like
she ain't leaving that. Mm-mm.
See, it's different. It's different.
That's the golden child of Akron.
But I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. It's different because Michelle Obama is different. She you can never say that was the first lady.
Ooh. Oh my god,
that was Michelle Obama. She got her own name.
Michelle Obama.
That woman there.
I get what y'all saying.
But she was synonymously known.
She put the Lord put hands
being
on
Savannah
that
James,
woman.
LeBron James.
Like,
okay, so digressing back to the whole situation. So what y'all saying? Like, are you questioning like if like that was his wife? You said he wouldn't be as hurt as if it was his mom.
Infidelity happens.
Infidelity, okay.
You fucked my mother. You stuck your dick in where I came out.
I came out.
The utmost disrespectful, like,
bro. So you don't think my man look like, and I like LeBron James. You don't think he should take accountability for his mom being around the team and that close.
But at the end of the day, your mom's a grown ass.
Your mom's a fan, though.
But then look at the end.
Sit your ass down.
Same thing he said before. Check this shit out. Now imagine him fucking granny.
Oh shit!
But why?
I will kill you.
But why is this dude that's having sex with all these people in my family near my family, dude? This is not your job. You guys are missing the point here.
No, I'm asking y'all. I'm enjoying this conversation, so right. I'm just asking questions. I'm just saying this is fucking hilarious. Like, he said, but why is this dude? I dig it. Right.
That's really the question that you have to begin to ask yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, what creates this problem that we have here, guys? Go ahead and answer. You raised your hand
niggas
today.
Raising hands and shit. Like, I ain't been in high school.
Like, I guess we're in class calling Bill Mother sucking nine. Like,
no, but
I would say,
like, it's wherever you at in your head, though. Like, whenever these transgressions are going down. Like, you know what I'm saying? What type of person you are at the end of the day.
Now, this is my question.
I mean,
he
ain't mean to fuck his mom.
This tends to keep coming up in our conversations is why do we keep bringing this up? How is this even possible? How can we continue?
Because the human mind is a motherfucker.
And that is what I really wanted like us to be able to say today.
This topic is what we're talking about.
It's like, we talked about last week, you know, if we want
mental health breakdown, the thing of it, like getting help about it.
Yeah, especially if we're going to be participants in our community, what we do, and whatever that is.
I would say this one's about more or less guarding your mental health.
Guarding your mental health, your mental
stability, yeah.
And knowing when to say,
nigga, no.
No,
I'm not going to do that.
I don't think that that's a good idea. That doesn't register well. This man is signing my checks, and I think that that's what makes it such a key case study because I'm glad he's doing well now.
Absolutely. Real genuine moment for me, like just as a genuine person. Shout out to Mark Cuban for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, he really did take his time. I read up on the article. Delonte West is doing really well. He's got a long way to go, but he's getting to the point where he's like taking pictures and smiling with people, like showing the world like the other side of him that they didn't see because they all they focused on was the panhandling and the shit we're cracking jokes on him fucking his mom and all that extra shit. Like, you know what I'm saying, that he went through his gun charges and shit. But, like, shout out to, I was about to say Doc Rivers, shout out to Mark Cuban because that took time. Like, he took time out to, like, set. He didn't just find him. He had to go around Texas
to find him. And when he spotted him, instantly, yo, you coming with me? Like, this man took time out of his day, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? To really, whatever. He's Mark Cuban, mogul, billionaire owner, Dallas Mavericks, Shark Tank, all that shit. Man. And he took time out of his day to really go help that brother. Like, you know, on some shit. That's the type of genuine attitude we need in the world today. What? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the shit I strive to be like. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I want to earn my CEO stripes like that, you know?
So that was just, I just wanted to, like, shout that out. You know what I'm saying? No. But back to what you were saying. Yeah.
No, I honestly agree. And I think, you know, what he'll do is be able to get some help, be able to get the opportunity to do some self-exploration, you know, peace rebuild. Of mind, meditation, and be able to rebuild himself. And honestly, in life, I think, you know, sometimes we look at it so, like, linear, you know what I mean? But it's a constant state of, like, you know, basic logic. Yes, no, choices.
Absolutely.
Bro, and I think we, and it's not, and I don't want to summarize this basic because then we got to, you know, because we got to make room for emotion and all these other different things, but, you know, as far as being able to say, I did this, or this is what happened, and then accepting the results of what happened, and then not destroying yourself.
Not trying to run away from it. Yeah. Because you will lose yourself ultimately trying to run away from shit. I know from experience. You know what I'm saying?
And ultimately being able to be accountable and saying, yeah, I blew this up. Or I'm blowing this up, or I'm sabotaging myself.
You know, I'm fucking myself up. And I just realized that that's my lighter.
Probably. But that's a great thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because now, you're aware. You're accountable for what you did.
For real, bro. And, like, I think, like, honestly... And it's just, like, speaking on a general term, like, not even to change the joints because it's on the same subject. I think, like, a lot of society's ways and how, like, it influences a lot of, like, how people do be thinking. And it's, like, sometimes you really just got to, like, step away from that and realize, like, society don't mean shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what people think of whatever situation don't mean shit. Like, and the whole thing that we're talking about is guarding our mental stability, like, making sure we guard our mental space, our mental peace. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, step one.
Yeah.
Step one.
Like, and it's just like being able to step outside that the realm of today's society and be like, you know what? Nah. Like, yo, I really don't rock with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, and it's okay to rock with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's because if you stand for something else, like, you know what I mean? You can do that. Don't let know what anybody else is saying or influence you to where you change yourself. Because you don't even know when you lose yourself until you lost yourself. Until you done hit a moment where you like hit rock bottom. It's like, yo, what the fuck am I doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the conversation we was having previously. It's like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Like, and why? You know what I'm saying? And then you break it down and you go back. And you catch yourself. And it's not saying that it's that easy. Because you, like, especially given most circumstances, especially circumstances we come from, you can't just pull yourself up by your bootstraps and be like, I'm going to get myself up out of this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. Shit.
I mean, ultimately, to say you, I think that that's the problem is, like, we have to be, like, we're accountable for so many different things.
Right.
But we can only be in control of so many different things as well. So I think being able to eliminate that eliminates the anxiety of just being able to live an effective life, especially in our society, especially in this small, whatever, black community. Our black community is like, bro, we live with constant state of anxiety. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's almost influenced by
They killing us. We killing us. Mm-hmm. It's a whole bunch of fuck shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
But at the end of the day, it's about your brain, bro. It's how you thinking, bro. It's exactly. Your mentality. You can't let this bullshit defeat you. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Like, you can't. You can't look like what the fuck you've been through. Like, that's what it be, bro.
You gotta be the duck, bro. I will never forget it.
You got to.
Facts. I like that terminology, too.
Listen, like the bro, game. I had the best, one of the best college professors I will ever meet as a man. And oh, God, this man was so, like, he was quirky, weird. He's kind of like, not your ideal man. Like, you know what I mean? As far as what I was used to from what I was seeing in my previous examples of men. Like, not saying that I don't have other men like him or similar to him in my life, but never to the extent of who this man was. Like, he was cultured, you know what I mean? He was, like, kind. He was enlightened, tender, like, you know what I mean? Just all around. Not coming on to this man, but just saying that being perceptive, understanding, like, what I thought as what would be to be a masculine man or a strong man, and to stand on their 10 toes, like to listen to this old man, like being a black man from Philadelphia, then listen to this old man's story, everything that he went through to make him his masculine frame or what he chose to consider his masculine frame. His children. Like, I respected that. But it was the complete stark opposite of what I always thought was the right way to live.
To be a man.
Yo.
Type shit.
And that's where, like, I was like, damn.
Right. Like, just threw your whole aura off because, like, from what you were around and what you were supposed to see, being a man was, for you to see a man be so confident and being the complete opposite of what it was jarring. You know what I'm saying? Like, it completely altered your preconceived notion. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, yo, that's crazy because that's a lot of what I be saying. Like, I was watching this documentary, right? And it's called The Mask You Live In. And one of the excerpts that I peeped, it said, like, one of the worst things that you can say to a young boy is be a man because, like, there's so many different aspects in characteristic situations of what that young boy could see as a man to be. Like, so it's like, if you tell him that you'll be a man, like, and this man witnesses his father beat the shit out of his mom, that boy gonna grow up to beat the shit out of chicks. Like, you feel me? That, I'm not necessarily saying, like, that to be, like, that's what it is, but 9 out of 10, that's what it's gonna be. If you, this motherfucker watching to call a little boy a motherfucker, but I don't know who he is, but watching another man, like, I don't know, steal, rob and shit like that. That's what he gonna be conceived to be. Like, that's what, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, that's how I see it. And I'm not saying, like, don't tell a child be a man, but it's like, just be more like, oh, because a man can be a lot of things. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can stand on your own without having to be the way masculine men are perceived, like, not majority-wise. You feel what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot better words that I could be using, but a nigga's brain cells is a little tarnished. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, like, just like as far as guard mental stability, like, be secure in yourself. Like, be okay with saying no to certain shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, like, I think that that's the basis.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think when we were talking earlier before the show, I was telling you about, like, the attachment style. And how they play a role in, like, your overall long-term health. And your attachment style is basically, like, whatever your parental attachment style is. If you have not or ever thought about it, just look it up. It's a real simple term, parental attachment style or attachment style. These are easy things that you can look up. And just kind of learn a little bit more about yourself, about your energy, about the type of people you attract, and just improve your overall well-being.
and thought process about yourself and improve your confidence. Because I think that it starts there. You know, we spend time looking at masculinity and manhood, and you gotta swing your dick this way, Johnny.
Right.
And,
like, yo.
And punch this man in the face because
he
disrespect any purpose. This, that,
like, what? Like, oh, he did that? Oh, no, that's disrespect. You gotta go check that.
But ultimately, right. Think about it like this. You think Denzel Washington and his $100 million, like, have not had seconds like that where my man brushed him, like, intentionally, though, bro, right. Just to not try my man, like, just to try to see if, oh, like that? You know what I mean? Like, because life is a test of, like, you know what I mean? Life is the test, and experience is the test, you know what I'm saying? And then life gives you that lesson, you know what I mean? Like, afterwards, at the end, you're like, oh yeah, here's the test now, you know what I mean? And then you're like sitting there like, yeah, well, I learned this, I learned that. I might have failed the job, right? But I learned.
Facts. Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, that actually, it's crazy, because that plays into my little to the Ask Beano drink, because I was reading. Like, I've been doing a lot of reading lately. I'm proud of myself. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Too, bro. So read at least three books a week.
And we're going to switch it to the Ask Beano segment. You know what I'm saying? So, Beano, I got a question for you. You listen to rap, right?
Yeah, I listen to rap.
All right. So, like, say, like, all right.
Hold on, man. What's up?
What happened?
Why are you looking at me like
that? Because I asked him if he listened to rap.
Because I don't feel like... I mean, yeah, he participated in our conversation when we was off air, but I felt like he just kind of like coasted through this a little bit until he got to Ask Beano and really didn't just kind of dive in with us and let us talk. And I don't know if I'm going to just let that rock, because...
You might, because the question I'm about to ask, it actually pertains to the subject we had at hand.
All right, so...
But it's about rap music. So... Is read it at, I can't necessarily.
Are you going to ask about the whole, like, little
masculinity shit in rap? Like, now, like, as far now.
Oh!
Do you think. Now, I'm asking you because, like, I really do, like, enjoy your point of view. Like, and I have my own views on it as well. And I believe you'll definitely have your own standpoint on it as well, Stu. But it's like, do you think, as far as the rap game goes today, like, not necessarily does the masculine man live, but, like, all right, say, like, eras from, like, DMX, Jay-Z, or, like, you can even go back to Schoolie D and all them, and how they rap into how today's rap is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you think that that level of, I guess, hardness is still in rap today, or does everybody, like, you know what I mean?
Before you ask that question, I have to say that, like, that's out of context, because if you really look at where rap music started from, rap music started from poetry. It started from the softest, you know, what these other niggas would consider soft, and really there's a word that I want to use, but I do not want to insult anybody, because these rappers, like, there's a level of, like, rap out here that's like super trash, and I don't, you know,
I'm in it. Okay, absolutely right.
Okay. And it portrays the okay, are you going there, and am I just kind of like reaching?
No, go. No, I'm listening. Like,
you're
I'm
talking about how it's a lot of gay shit going on.
Huh?
With this music shit?
As far as now, I wasn't necessarily saying it like that, but as far as, like, did the tide switch in the rap game? Like what's more or less allowed versus, like, what's, like, you know what I'm saying, what it was to what it is today.
Bro, do y'all know who, like, Gangsta's Delight is? Did y'all ever see Curtis Blow?
Yeah.
Like, did y'all not see what this man was dressed like? Like, they would, honestly, if somebody came out dressed like how Curtis Blow would for a rap performance, now, like, our ignorant young dudes, you know, they'd be like, oh, right, mind you,
when I'm asking this, I'm not asking this in a judging way. No, I'm not judging anything. Like, it was a question that I saw that it intrigued my mind. Like, you know what I mean? So I wanted to bring that to the floor. Like, You know what I'm saying?
Like, all right, your... so I apologize. So I'm going to be quiet now. Wow. So go ahead and re-ask the question to Bino so he can answer, because I kind of cut him off.
We were supposed to let him have the jump. But, like, as far as, like, the rap game today, like, do you feel like a lot of shit is, like, more allowed than it would be? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You fucking right. That shit ain't nothing like it was. Not the shit I grew up on.
Right.
I'm like, no. That shit different.
That shit all the way different, right?
All the way around the board.
And
like at one point in time, it got, or it's like, it got one point in time where it wasn't shit, but bang, bang, shoot 'em up shit. You right. Feel what I mean? Like all drill shit. All right, which was cool, but then you get burnt out on that shit.
Absolutely.
And then motherfuckers like Young Thug and all these other motherfuckers. I'm gonna say it like this. Tekashi Young Thug made his own
lane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He created the lane for a lot of motherfuckers, bro. Like, in that aspect, like, he came out super kinky.
Super kinky.
Nails painted. But was dress a fucking.
Well, he had a but, dress on his album.
That's
cover.
What I'm saying.
I was
but,
cold-blooded but done when he had the little Japanese
but he's
dress
smart.
On,
mm-hmm.
I dig
he
it.
Did that shit for publicity, mm-hmm. controversy.
Okay.
That motherfucker is a
any.
Like.
Okay, right.
Right.
Press is good like, press. That's like, the worst thing I ever heard, but it is one of the truest things. It, oh
but
my
it's
my
like.
Because even porn press get money. I'm sorry. But that's real facts. Like, they release sex tapes on purpose. Guys.
Yes, to get yes, bread. That's it. Hence the whole Mimi drum. Yeah, right. That drum was planned to be released.
Hence the whole right. Swinging like an orangutan on a shower pole. Not saying that, you know.
Swing.
Not saying that I'm opposed to that. Just swing.
Yeah, you know? Right. Right. No, but and all right, and I dig exactly what you were saying as far
any
as like
Leos,
the whole marketing
maybe some
shit.
Capricorns, like, that's what I'm saying.
Like, well, I guess more or less what I'm questioning is like, and we talked about it before in one of our previous episodes of Uncomfortable Conversation. I'm talking about as far as like the going to the studio and portraying this yada 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 hard, you know what I'm saying, whatever, but then when it gets exposed and you're not really like that. You're still portraying that in the studio. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it, like,
you can't
like that type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's being allowed in hip-hop today, and that is not okay, in my book, because you're putting a lot of wrong images out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get brothers capped. There's brothers out here doing dumb shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers are responsible for it.
And at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I can't really... It's off your how your mindset is, bro. You can't no music can't influence you to be no fucking dickhead. No music can influence you to do that. Like, just like no music could really, if it like even on the other aspect, if music encourages you to go out, shoot somebody, you're a fucking weirdo. Like. You been wanted to do that shit. Like, they ain't about to blame no fucking music on that.
You just sat music, in there.
If you watch this shit and it's some sideways shit and you go do some sideways shit with somebody the same sex as you, nigga, you wanted to do that shit.
Nigga, you wanted to do that shit.
You were curious. You wanted to do it. Like... It ain't no, I don't do that, give the people the benefit of the doubt shit. It ain't no none of that, bro. Like, it ain't no, oh, he was pushed to it. No, he wanted to do that shit, bro. He wanted to do it. Like, music today, yeah, is fucked up because our kids listen to this shit.
It's bro. Crazy you said it because
so,
like, I got...
Mm-hmm. It's fucked up and it's fucked up on the... And I don't want to be that guy. Mm-hmm. But I'ma just say it because I'm that fucking guy.
This is a pain in the asshole.
And I don't give a fuck about it. And nobody's gonna say shit to me about it because they can't check me on this.
So I got a like, question.
I got sons and I got daughters. At the end of the fucking day, I don't let my fucking daughters listen to no fucking City Girls and always have a cool nut shit. Alright, that's cool. That's cool. Alright, it's music, solid. Cool. No, fuck that. It ain't none of that cool shit what's going on. Ain't no none of that shit. Just like I ain't gonna allow my son to listen to motherfucking King Von and all this other crazy goofy ass shit. Nigga, turn that shit off. What are you doing? Like, we ain't doing that. It's not in between. I'm not gonna have no little ass stop box as a daughter. I'm not gonna have no little dumb ass crash test dummy fake ass gangster as a son. I'm not with that shit, bro.
And that
I will beat both of them the fuck up. All of them.
I saw something in
this shit ain't dead.
I got tears in my eyes.
I saw something in the news today and it kind of fucked with me. Like, I don't wanna speak on it as if like I'm just, and I keep saying that because like I'm not just speaking on like an ignorant term. It disturbed me because like when they describe what happened, it's a lot of what I hear in these rap songs. Brother used a Draco, shot up cars, took a young lady's life. You know what I'm saying? Like, shot up cars for what? Like, you know what I'm saying? And the brother got gunned down. As he should. He just terrorized the mini neighborhood. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then somebody's life is lost that had nothing to do with anything. You know what I mean? And all I hear in today's Jones, Draco, when they got there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the other extra shit. Like, you know what I mean?
And like, with y'all, bro. And it's been hard. I've been trying to really bite my tongue on saying this on air, but I'm going to keep it to the voice. With y'all. I got tears in my eyes because I believe this wholeheartedly. Like, but I believe this wholeheartedly. I believe that, like, certain music, like the trash stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what make it good, because it be spirits in it. Like, it's spirits on that trash. Like, man, like, and I would add some of these celebrities, like, would you let your kids listen to the trash that you put out? Like,
I got another one.
Because I look at it from
I love this episode.
And this is me, because, like, what I believe, and I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, and I believe, you know, all that. So, I just ultimately believe it's a lot of spirits on it. Like, now, I listen to secular music. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm some holy roller.
Right,
like
that's not what I'm saying at all. I listen to all the shit that I'm, like, talking about.
But I just say, like, it's getting bad, bro.
Really, really bad.
Like, I asked, somebody asked Cardi B, would she let
you. That's exactly what I was about to get on. Daughter listened to WAP, and she said no.
Yeah, and she said no, and I said,
"But you made the song,
and you want everybody and their grandma kid, and you're comfortable with everybody and their grandma kids listening to that joint, uh-huh. And then you done made the video."
But you know what it is? No.
So am I judging?
No. Yeah,
I am judging. I'm sorry.
I can't agree with that.
I can't
because at the end of the day,
I'm listening.
At the end of the day, Cardi B got a fucking child. She got to provide for her fucking child. That's her career. Like,
I can respect them.
And we not about to act like, see, that's the one thing I like about Cardi B, and that's why I'll fucking defend her, right?
I'm listening.
It wasn't no shade in a high in what the fuck she was when she came
when
into
she came
this
out.
Shit.
Right.
And
when
I, and I, you feel and me? I don't shade her for that.
So at the end of the day, she really hopped on some different shit after she had her daughter. At the end of the day, these bitches used to you. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna say the B word.
Thank you.
I'm gonna say unstable creatures.
Or women.
These no. It's the difference between women and unstable creatures. My grandmother is a woman. She's not gonna listen to no fucking WAP. Like, you get what I'm saying?
The facial expressions, like, is killing me.
My grandmom is a fucking woman. She's not going to listen to no fucking WAP. My stepmom is a woman. She's not going to listen to no fucking WAP.
Right.
Now, I don't want to throw it out there like that. But the others.
The others.
You guys know who you are. That turn that shit up in the wheel when your fucking baby in the back seat. Like, we know who you are.
Oh,
instead of switching to Power 99, you keep that shit on 100.3 and turn that motherfucker up and amp that bitch up and be bobbing hard as shit at the light. Y'all know who y'all are. It's all good. Like, y'all love music. It's all good. But you can't fault Cardi B for that, because at the end of the day, she's providing for her child. She went,
I don't
fault her. Said, and that just goes to show her parenting. Listen, I make the music for adults. It's up to you what you want your child, what you let your child listen to. And you let your child.
That is true.
It's a lot of parental. First of all, it's been parental guidance shit on the TV since I was a fucking young boy.
Yeah.
It ain't hard to fucking. It's kids YouTube out now.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, it was one fucking YouTube.
Right. And that had everything.
It's kids. You. It's like 3-4 YouTubes out now.
YouTube music.
Motherfucker, YouTube, block bro. This joint. Y'all on this kid's joint, and that's what the fuck y'all gonna listen to.
I even went as far as to defend when Megan Thee Stallion had to apologize for that bottom feeder joint. I went as far as to say, I don't understand why she had to do that, because that was bars. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm digressing. I'm just saying, I'm not asking to, like, bash Cardi B in any type of way, because I respect it. Like you said, she making the music for the adults. It's up to you to let the kids listen to the shit. Like, yo, like, listen, I was a young boy, and everybody knows about Skinamax. Everybody knows about Skinamax and HBO at the Dirt and all that shit. You know what my mom did?
Everybody knows about
the shit out them channels at night to make sure my young horny black ass wasn't out here doing no dumb shit. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? On some real. Like, I'm
tell keeping this it a buck. Like, I can tell this story, bro, because it's related to porn and me being young. and it's funny. I can really say this. I was about in fifth grade. I ordered.
Oh, you ordered something? I ordered.
Listen. Oh, my God, bro. I ordered over $300. In porn?
On the box pay-per-view?
On a pay-per-view tip.
Yo!
But then the crazy part was... The crazy part
you
was...
You survived!
I was really...
Mom loved him.
But I was really watching the movies like they were movies. Like, so when my mom got the bill, rest in peace... Oh my God, rest in peace to my mom.
Oh my God! Yep.
When Carla got this cable bill, and she seen... She was like, what the fuck? Because the cable bill is like a stack. She was like, what the fuck is this?
God,
like, she was like, why is my cable bill that high? Like, she said, let me see what's been going on.
And then when they look at that receipt,
and when she
big
see,
booties bouncing too.
Oh, what my God. Fuck? Booty Talk 76. Pinky Greatest Hits. Oh, my God. Big booty butts and bubble burp.
This
shit,
man up here watching the Jones like they was a movie.
This shit was on here twice because this was my shit. Bubble bursting butts, volume 26.
Volume 26. Oh, yo, you got it down to the volume.
Yo, and my favorite scene was scene 8. It was motherfucking Cherokee.
No, I ain't
gonna call
Cherokee.
And
back
the
scene,
but the whole movie was
Jada
lit.
Fire, all
the whole movie was lit because Jada Fire was in it. She was in it. It was Jada Fire. It was Pinky. It was motherfucking
they
Cherokee.
Was definitely running
it was Miss Cleo.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
And Miss Cleo was my bitch. That fat ass, bunky, donkey
that
butt.
Ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. Like, yo, the lineup was sturdy. My fault. I sound like a little perv because I still remember to this.
Yo,
like, listen.
Dude,
the lineup
porn,
was sturdy.
Like, fuck. Like,
I remember. Like, but this is what my mom said because my mom was at work.
Yeah.
My mom was working at the hospital. She called me. She said, I'ma fuck you up. Look, she said, I'ma fuck you up.
Oh,
she said, I'ma break it the fuck off.
Right.
I'm like, yo. I'm like, yo, I'm bitching in there. Yo, mind you, my great grandma.
Yeah.
She called me little fella. Yeah. Now I can't do no wrong in her eyes for real, for real. You feel me? So my mom tell her and shit. So when my great grandma saying it, like, I'm laying on her lap, you feel me?
Oh.
So she like, he ordered 300 in porn. What? But my great grandma, she's from Antigua, you feel me?
Okay.
13 brothers. She the only girl. So
right.
She like, well, Carlin, he's becoming a boy. My mom come home. My mom looked like mom. You can tell she wasn't.
She was ready.
Up,
she was ready.
Me? But then my mom really, like, she sat me down and talked to me, like, listen, like, you gotta, like,
you gotta
control yourself. Like, you drawing, like.
Yo, I'm so glad you were able to walk away from
that. So bad, but, like.
Lie,
it's,
I would,
if I touch
bro,
you, I'm gonna kill you.
That's really what, she's like, if I touch you,
dog,
I'm liable to kill you.
Like, shit was crazy. I ain't like, necessarily order nothing on the cable. If I would have ordered something on the cable, John, I'd be gone. I would not be here right now. I ain't lying to y'all. Like, real rap. But my mom found my porno stash, though, and had the same goddamn talk. That shit was crazy. Listen, I was like, yo, I got what?
So bad. I was throwing up.
Oh, that, oh, Lord Jesus.
No, it's different living in that.
I wasn't buying no porn at Carol's. Tripping.
Yo,
I'm talking about when I was living down, you know what I mean? Yo, man, when I was living down the third, what? Because it was so, wasn't even all me, but I got the brunt of the beating. You know what I mean? The boy that was living in the house, like,
oh shit,
dog, listen, dog, so man, cause, like, yeah, but like the old head, I guess was, you know what I mean? But when it came back, I know I only ordered one or two of them.
I had and something to do with it.
The bill, and she was like,
"Hey, yo,"
and then she showed me the jokes. I don't know what this is. I only know what this is.
I'm sorry, I made it laugh, bro.
And then, you know.
Only know this one. I don't know that. No, that listen, shit, bro, I don't know what this is.
Because I'm not getting beat for something your tenant did. I don't even know. I've never even seen it. I didn't get no rewards. I didn't even look at it. What is you beating me for?
Oh, my God, bro.
Listen, bro.
Dog, yo, my mom called me on some embarrassing shit, bro. Like, she found my stash in my closet. But it was my closet. Nobody's supposed to go in that joint. And, like, I ain't leave everything willy-nilly. Shit was hidden. So the fact that she found it in the closet, I knew she looked for it. Because I made my bed before I left and shit. And then I got home. All my clothes was on my bed. Like, what the fuck is going on? And then I just feel this big-ass clump. Mind you, it was a stack of them joints. It wasn't, like, just two or three. It was, like, 13 of them bitches, like, wrapped in a rubber band and like this. Like, I'm like, yo. And on the note, it said we had to talk. I was like, motherfucker. Like, yo. Mind you, I'm looking at the fucking porno Joan on my phone. I mean, I said my phone. On the DVD Joan. It's a bitch with her ass out and she getting dick all down. And my mom wrote a note and stuck it on the front of that bitch. Like, yo. I'm like, yo. Mom. Like, yo, are you kidding me, bro?
Yo, but you know she had to take the time out.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm saying, bro. And the fucked up part.
That's an embarrassing
moment. The fucked up part is one of them. I'm just glad she didn't find out that one of them. Or she might have found out. I don't know. But one of them was in my PlayStation at the time. It wasn't no game in that bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck. Like, like the fuck. Like, bro. Yo, that shit was embarrassing, bro. That shit was drawn.
Like, tell you. Now that cannot happen.
But, yeah, like, you know, digressing back to the joint, like, yeah, my mom had control over that shit. She, listen, nigga, like, and got my shit straight. She had control over so what I was listening question, to. Yeah.
Man. I got a question, man.
What's up?
So, you know, I do a lot of, so I'm a, again, not a health professional in any sort of way, but I do my research. You know, do fellas.
I'm listening.
Limit your porn watch. That's not even a question. Just limit your porn watch.
Absolutely. Because that you should shit.
Actually eliminate porn from your life.
I honestly agree, bro. Because porn will really fuck up a lot of what you think is, and it's really not that. Like,
I mean,
of course, niggas know. I know that now, but I'm talking about like. Shit, from what my younger self thought sex was supposed to be, it's not that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's not to take nothing away from him, because sex is fucking great. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sex is phenomenal. That shit is beautiful. It's a wonderful thing that God gave us, you know what I'm saying? And we all should frolic in it every point in time in our life. But what I'm saying is, like, porn will really fuck your whole shit up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can go in thinking that it's this, and the motherfucker be like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? Why?
Say that, though, you feel me? Like, Don't waste your spiritual energy, man, on that, man.
You got a lot of shit you can be doing.
But ultimately, too, you know what I mean? Like, I can't even say that on air because I'm not even.
You done said a lot of things you weren't supposed to on air.
I'm not that guy, though, so I'm not going to say that. You're not going to go with me into saying that. That's not even my concern. You know what I mean? I'm not even that guy.
Way to mentally block the whole thing there.
Yes, you always listen, man. I told you from the beginning of this show, man. I ain't never been a pawn. People might have felt like I was in position where like a pawn might be positioned, but I ain't never been a pawn. I don't even know if a lot of people playing the same game I'm playing. You know, cause I like
niggas be out here playing checkers when motherfuckers playing chess.
But see, it's deeper than that, bro. And I'm not even trying to get on no little no rant or nothing. It's like this. I feel like where you gotta be at in life, and where I'm trying to vastly approach, is like the security in oneself to be like, that shit don't fucking matter.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? To understand, like, some stuff is really just vanity. Like, yo, I was really looking at it, bro. And, like, this is why I be saying, like, we play on insecurities. And it works. It's been working for thousands of years, hundreds of years. Centuries. Thousands, centuries. But centuries, it seemed like, out there, my good brother.
Yes, sir.
But, like, they've been hustling for centuries. Like, just to play off of your insecurities. And all the social media and...
Weed, not the wrong, promise.
With social media and all of the other external forces that contribute to your mental battlefield, because I like to say you on a battlefield, bro, you got control, but like drugs, bad decisions, the wrong people, you know, limiting your outside. Your outside access, like your access to sunlight and vitamin D, you know, and I'm saying, speaking from personal experience, you know, you gotta like guard your mind and protect your mind like it's the at all costs, like step one in developing your own personal view on what manhood or masculinity is, because I think that that's what it is. Like, yes, there are guidelines to being a man and working and moving forward, but I think if you look at it like this, what is my primary responsibility as a man? A couple things, right? Like,
right,
take care of myself.
Right.
Take care of mine.
Provide for mine.
Provide. Protect mine.
Right.
But also, like, I think, you know, and I was, shout out to me being a mama's boy, having a conversation with my great mother. And, you know, I thank God for healing and being able to move forward and growing, because, you know, the conversation was like, well, in brief excerpts, to say, like, your foundation is so much more important than where you start, because like at the end of the day, bro, like you could.
It ain't about where you start, it's about where you finish.
Right, but ultimately that's going to play a role. Like what I'm trying to get you to understand is going to play a long time role in it if you don't let that joint go. Like
let it go.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying let your foundation go, but the negative, like
what's holding so you much back? Is the baggage that you're carrying with you. Let it go, because like. That's the only way you're going to progress.
But,
you know. I think that was an excellent closing statement, bro.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely, though. Like, I got a lot of respect for y'all brothers, man. Like, and, like, the whole thing we trying to get out to the people is just like, yo, take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, despite all the assholes, jokes, and all the other extra shit, take care of yourself, man. Take care of yourself. Take care of those around you, like the ones that's feeding into you. Take care of yourself, because at the end of the day, it's going to work out the best, and you'll... It's going to provide the best result because you did it.
Yeah, but I think, you know, like, primary message today, just, like, yo, explore yourself, understand who you are, and that's how you, whether or not you think that you good or you good, like.
Right.
You know what I mean? Self-exploration is never
a bad thing. Learning more about yourself, learning more about what makes you you is never a bad thing. It's going to help you grow. And I think that's the everyday, you know, my everyday motto at this point is just continue to grow and explore myself. My good fellow brothers, I think, you know, we continue to grow together.
Absolutely, every day.
Each other in different ways every day. But y'all, sign off. I ain't about to say nothing else about that.
Hey, yo, bro. We appreciate y'all good folks for taking the time out to listen to us. Once again, we want to say thank you for accepting our return. You know what I'm saying? The love has been real, you know? And we appreciate y'all. We're going to keep it coming for y'all. Once again, y'all can find us on Instagram, Aristotle_vibes. Once again, y'all, I cannot spell. So if y'all know how to spell Aristotle, that's half of the battle. Yeah. And then you got my man Gambino 1100, you know, plain and simple. And my man Stu_pipes. You can reach us at any time. Y'all send us topics. Tell us what you think. We accept the positive. We accept the negative. Bring it all on because we're doing this for you, baby, because we love you. You feel me? This your boy, Ace the Face, saying we out. Bino, let him know.
I'm going to holler at y'all, man.
Stu Pipes, pause.
But, you know what I mean? All I got to say is, look, we try to just inspire people to continue to grow and to understand that, like, you can be an asshole. Like, it's not a bad thing sometimes to just be an asshole. You can, that's standing your ground. Some people are not going to always like what you have to say.
For real.
The things that your opinion, look, there's a thin line between insanity and greatness. Like, I'm so serious, yo. Look at Albert Einstein, yo.
That's deep. That's deep, bro. Real rap. Y'all heard it, man. Protect yourself at all times. Keep yourself sharp. And love your goddamn self, man. Real rap. Because if nobody else ain't, you should.
That part.
You feel me? Take it light, y'all. Have a good night.